Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 20th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Meta began rolling out Meta Verified in New Zealand and Australia, offering paid verification on Instagram and Facebook for $11.99 a month if you purchase on the web or $14.99 on mobile. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Meta Verified will offer a verification badge on accounts, increased visibility of posts, exclusive stickers for reels and stories, and priority customer support. Users must be at least 18 years old and submit a government ID. Meta won't make changes to previously verified accounts. Meta Verified will roll out to more countries soon. Microsoft introduced conversation limits on its new Bing chatbot, capping questions at 50 per day and only 5 questions per chat session. Microsoft said the vast majority of users find answers within 5 questions, with only 1% of conversations at over 50. The company previously said extended chat sessions caused Bing to give responses that are not necessarily helpful or in line with our design tone. This appears to be a temporary measure, with Microsoft saying we will explore expanding the caps on chat sessions based on feedback. SpaceX's Starlink satellite internet service invited some customers to a new global roaming service, which claims to connect from almost anywhere on land in the world. The service costs $200 a month. Existing Starlink residential and RV service offers limited service areas across the globe, awaiting regulatory approval in several countries, including India, Pakistan, and Cambodia. It cautioned customers they should expect brief periods of poor connectivity or none at all. TikTok announced it began an invite-only beta of a new creativity program fund in the US, France, and Brazil. To be eligible, users must create high-quality original videos that are longer than 1 minute, as well as be over 18 and achieve certain audience benchmarks. It's unclear how large the fund is, but TikTok said it will generate higher revenue potential and unlock more exciting real-world opportunities. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission announced it's opening a technology office headed by U.S. Chief Technology Officer Stephanie T. Nguyen. The FTC says the office will support investigations and actions, advise on policy and research initiatives, and highlight market trends and emerging technologies that impact the FTC's work. Twitter announced it will end support for SMS-based two-factor authentication, or 2FA, for free users on March 20th. Twitter Blue subscribers will still have access to the feature. Free users can switch to using an authenticator app or physical security keys as a second factor, so second factor is still available. Twitter will turn off 2FA for free users who haven't switched from SMS by the cutoff date. Samsung introduced Message Guard, a feature for Galaxy smartphones and tablets, to protect users from zero-click attacks. Those are attacks that use things like attachments, usually an image, to exploit a vulnerability that requires no interaction from a user. Message Guard isolates image attachments sent to Samsung messages or messages by Google, and then scans them before processing to help prevent device infection. It's available on Galaxy S23 now and will roll out to other Galaxy phones running One UI 5.1 or later. Applied Materials might not be a household name, but the company provides tech across the semiconductor industry. On its earnings call, it disclosed a ransomware attack on an unnamed supplier will cost it $250 million next quarter due to impacted shipments. While not named, one of its suppliers, the engineering company MKS Instruments, delayed its earnings call after discovering a ransomware attack on February 3rd. WhatsApp rolled out picture-in-picture support for video calls on iOS. The app also added the ability to add captions when sending documents and support for longer group subjects and descriptions. Google began rolling out Chrome 110 to all users, which includes its previously announced Memory and Energy Saver features on by default. Memory Saver frees up memory from inactive tabs, which remain visible but reload when you select them. Energy Saver limits background activity and effects when on battery power. The latest Steam Deck beta client supports transferring games from a PC to a Steam Deck over a local network rather than having to download titles from the internet. These transfers are only one way. You can't transfer a title downloaded to the Steam Deck back to a PC. Starting on March 6th, Google will support managing all tasks created across its workspace, web apps, and assistant in the Google Tasks app. These will automatically move over to the Tasks app on May 22nd, but users can opt into moving them over before then. Google also began rolling out a quick button for contacts in workspace apps. This opens a right-side pane to view, edit, and add contacts, rather than requiring users to go to the Google Contacts site. A beta for iOS 16.4 adds a new beta updates menu in settings, allowing members of Apple's developer program to enable betas on the phone directly. Previously, betas required installing a configuration profile from the Apple developer website, which Apple says it will end support for. These profiles could be shared to let anyone install the betas, but the new method will be tied to Apple IDs enrolled in Apple's developer program. And finally, back in 2016, DeepMind's AlphaGo system made headlines for beating top-ranked human players in the game Go. Now in 2023, a human player made headlines for beating KataGo, a top-ranked Go-playing AI system. Kellen Pellerin won 14 of 15 games against the system, utilizing a previously unknown flaw in its approach identified by another computer system. This flaw allowed Pellerin to encircle KataGo's pieces while distracting it with moves in another corner of the game board. Pellerin said the strategy for a human player would be easy to spot. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.